Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to be talking about building a purpose-led business without burning yourself out, because I have done both things, where I've built a business that I wasn't passionate about. I was doing it purely to make money, and I've also burnt myself out. So I'm going to be able to teach you how to not do both of those and do what you love and love what you do and get beautifully paid to do it. I'm going to be very tactical today. So if you're someone who's wanted to run your own business, you want to give back, you want to be of service, you want to do what you love, and you want to make a ton of money doing so in an ethical way, in a purpose-led way, then this is going to be a very, very valuable podcast for you. So please stick around, please enjoy. And for my one favor before we kick into it, if you could like the video, subscribe if you haven't subscribed, leave a positive review if you want to. It just really helps me out so much. It just allows me to reach more people, impact more people, and for me to live my purpose. So with that out of the way, let's rip into it. So first things first, guys, what I want to really get clear is the concept of playing the infinite game. And it's actually a concept I got from Simon Sinek. He's a fantastic teacher around leadership, around business, around, I guess, mindset, and just holistically having a great mindset around life and business and integrating the two. And he talks a lot about the infinite game. And my takeaways from reading the book and also just consuming his content is a lot of people have a perception around how they, quote, win the game of business, of life, of relationships. And a lot of it is wrong, not necessarily wrong, but it's a very bad way and a bad view and perception and a bad game to play, because it sets you up for failure. Like, people perceive that I'm going to win business by building my business to $1 million to $1 billion, selling it, having all this money, and then you live happily ever after. And if that's your goal and that's the dream that you want, fantastic. But then what are you going to do for the rest of your life? Are you just going to drink cocktails, watch Netflix, travel around the world, have a nice jet, and just live the glam life? Is that what you want to do? Now, some people want to. I would actually assume, and I'd have to connect with the person individually, but a lot of people have that as a mirage, thinking that's what's going to make them happy, when nothing external makes you feel full internally. That's the truth. Nothing external, no amount of money or cars or success or fame or jets are going to make you fulfilled if you haven't actually addressed the internal conflicts and the internal pains and voids that we all have. So that's a caveat to this conversation. But back to the point. The point that I really got out of Simon Sinek, it's like a relationship. How do you win a relationship? Like, what's the measuring stick for you to win? Is it to get to a certain point and you've won? No. The winning of the relationship is to stay within the relationship, to stay in the relationship. Now, there's, again, a caveat to that, because you might be in a really unfulfilled, unpassionate, really dead relationship, and you're just sticking around because you're too scared of being single. You don't think you're going to find anyone else. You can't be bothered. You've got kids. You've got a house, and you don't want to deal with the problems of that. I don't agree with that either. But the concept, again, the infinite game, you win by playing. It's like, think of business, and I think of business like this. It's a game that we play. Now, you never win the game. You win the game by playing the game. So there's no like, I'm going to get to this amount of money or revenue and then I've won. Again, there's good, and I'm not saying don't have goals, have measurements, which I'll get to soon. But I want to really just get across to you that you're not going to get into business to, quote, win it. Like, look at Jeff Bezos, look at Elon Musk, look at Mark Zuckerberg, look at the great titans of the business world. And again, there's obviously plenty of titans over the years, but it's like, it's not like they're building it to sell out and then leave and then they've just got all this cash and they can do whatever they want. Well, to some degree they can, but they're doing it because they love it, because it's of service, because they're giving impact to others. It's a purpose-led business. They're doing it because they love it. It inspires them and they enjoy playing the infinite game where there is no end. So I just want to really ingrain that and give you that message for you to really change that perception of, I'm just going to build this business to make some money. Now, again, there's a caveat to that, which I'll get to soon. I want to encourage you to play the game because you love playing the game. Be in the relationship because you love the relationship. Do the business because you love the business. That's the difference between having a purpose-led business versus a business that just makes you money that you're not actually that fulfilled doing. Again, there's a caveat to that, which I'm about to get to, okay? So I would encourage you, which comes to my second point, is getting clear on your purpose. What is your purpose in life? Now, a quick story on this. When I first got into my first business mastermind, and which is like where you coach, you get coaching, support, they teach you about business, around leadership, around systems, processes. I call it the apprenticeship of business is what I did. It was a business mastermind with Kerwin Ray, who's in Australia. He's a great guy. Changed my life. I love Kerwin. Thank you, Kerwin. And anyways, but something that I didn't necessarily enjoy the experience of, or I didn't make sense to me at the time, is we sat down and we're doing like a quarterly mastermind where every quarter you review your goals, the numbers, the plan, how the business is going, you reflect on yourself and all this good stuff, which is really good. And I still do that to this day. And I just remember we sat down and we're talking about purpose. And the first question on the page was, write down what your purpose is. And if you've never heard or been trained or been educated or learnt about this topic, that's a very fucking hard question to ask. It's like, how do you answer that question? It was literally like, what is your purpose? I was like, I don't fucking know. I don't know where to start with that question. That's a hard question to ask. And that was about 8 years ago for me now. And in the last 8 years, I've really dived into consciousness, healing, awareness, and all the aspects that come into consciousness. My purpose is to heal and raise consciousness. That's my purpose. So I've really dived really deep into consciousness, around healing, around universal consciousness, around finding your purpose, what your values are. And I've really gone really deep into this topic, and I've actually come up with a better way to actually figure it out, with more guidance, more steps, more clarity of how to figure it out. But the reason I do purpose and why it's so important is because, again, nothing matters in life. And I'm going to say that again. Nothing matters in life. Whatever you think you need to achieve and have to be and ought to be and got to be and should be and must be is all a mirage. We're all going to die. That's the reality. And over a long enough time frame, whether it's 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, 10,000 years, no one's going to remember not a single fucking person will remember who you are. Maybe if we've got all these records and there's people that study successful people, maybe, but majority of people are not going to know who the hell you are. So all of the achievements, like the houses you want to buy, the car you want to buy, the clothes you want to buy, the iPhone you want to buy, the body you want to have, all of it is irrelevant in the long scheme of things. Like, we've been around for billions and billions of years, the universe, right? So everything you achieve doesn't matter. So for me, it's about, and again, caveat is like, you still want to have, you got bills to pay, you want to have a good quality of life, so you want to have money to pay bills. But the whole concept is to be detached from the goal itself. The most powerful place to be in life for me and for my clients is to know exactly what it is that you're inspired to have and achieve and to be, but be so detached from ever having it. Because when you're needy, whatever you need in life will control you. If you're needy of a partner, of love, then you'll be easily controlled and manipulated by the person that you perceive holds the power to that love. So if you're needy of your partner, if they treat you like shit, you'll put up with it. You won't set a boundary. You won't be willing to walk away from it because you're needy of them. And same thing for your goals. If you're needy of your goals, then you're going to be attached to it. You're going to be needy of it. You're going to sacrifice things. You're going to burn bridges. You're going to do things that self-depreciate you just to achieve said goal because you're needy of the goal. So for me, when you get clear on purpose, what do you love? What inspires you? What lights you up? Then you just move towards that goal because you're inspired to do it without the attachment to it as well. So anyway, so this is, I'm going off a lot of tangents on this podcast with you guys. I hope you're staying with me. Firstly, I just spoke about the infinite game. Play it because you love it, not because there's an outcome attached to it. Have goals though, have measurements, have accountability, have systems, have processes, all of that good stuff. Second is get clear on your purpose. How do you do that? I do that with my clients. That's part of the signature work that I do with my clients. But to give you some value right now, listen and be aware of what you're curious about, what you find joy doing, what energizes you, what enlightens you, what gives you energy, what you think about, what you talk about, what you find fascinating, and your biggest core wound in life is where your purpose comes from. Again, I teach that in a lot more detail step by step with my paid clients. But when you get clear on your biggest core wound, once you heal said wound and express it, that is your core purpose. My biggest core wound for me, to give you a vulnerable example, I felt very scared, very emotional, very unconscious, and very afraid when I was younger, when I was a young boy. It was emotionally volatile upbringing for me with my dad, my mom, and my upbringing, just a lot of mental and emotional verbal violence. And it was very scary for me. I was very emotional. I cried a ton. I cried a lot when I was younger. So I was very scared and very shy and very hurt. So my purpose, because I've healed that, I've done a lot of inner work. I still have more to do. Everyone has more healing to do. But because I've done the healing work on that particular side of me, I've healed that. The expression of that is to heal and raise universal consciousness. That's my purpose. So then I build a business living that purpose. So I hope you're following along. I've gone on a lot of tangents today, so hopefully I'm staying on track. Play the infinite game. Do it because you love it, not because there's a goal attached to it. 2, find your purpose. Find what lights you up and what really gets you going, because you won't need any fucking motivation. The need for motivation is a symptom of an uninspired goal. If you need motivation to do something, it's not in alignment with what your purpose is. Now, this is where we get a little bit more tactical. So step 3, for me, there's 2 options. You can, 1, build a business that isn't necessarily the fullest expression of your purpose, but it's a business that you find a bit of joy doing, you're curious in doing, you enjoy doing it, and you build it and you get it under management where it runs without you and it pays you a certain amount of money for you to live your life and do whatever you love and live out your life, and that's where you can just live to your purpose. Because you might want to be a stay-at-home parent. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no judgment with that. So you might build a business that pays you 5 grand a week, 10 grand a week, 30 grand a week, 100 grand a week, $1,000 a week. Doesn't matter. Build a business that runs without you. That obviously there's obviously a lot that goes into that conversation, but you do that and then it pays you every single week and then you do whatever the fuck you want to do. Now, a live example is what I've been able to do. I went down the network marketing part initially. That's where I started my journey. Went into gyms. I opened up 3 physical bricks and mortar gyms by the age of 22. Burnt myself out. I was attached to the goal. I was so ego driven, which is what I was talking about earlier. And I burnt myself out. I hated it. I wanted to give up. I wanted to throw the towel away. I've sold 2 of those businesses, but now I have 1 business. The gym. I've still got 1 of the gyms with a full team. I do 1 hour there a week and it pays me between $1,000 to $2,000 a week, and I do 1 hour there a week. So then I have all the time and space to do whatever the fuck I want, which is actually doing what I'm doing right now. I love coaching people. So I'm building a coaching business, helping people to live an inspired life, to heal and raise consciousness, which is my purpose. So going back to the point I was saying, there's 2 options. 1, build a business that runs without you, and then you have all the time and space in the world to do whatever the fuck you want to do, which might be, I don't know, learning, music, creation. You might just love business, so you're going to go start another business. It doesn't matter. Hang out with your kids, be a great family member, be a great partner, travel the world. Doesn't matter. Now, the second option, and this is what I actually find more fulfilling and more purpose-led, is get clear on your purpose, which is what we did in step 2, and build a business living that purpose. Listen to the quote I'm about to tell you. When what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. I'll say that again. When what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. Now, I love doing the gyms. I got a lot of joy out of it. I enjoyed the lessons, the growth, the leadership, the systems, the pain, the challenges. It was a beautiful chapter of my life, but I wasn't the fullest expression of who I am. I love helping people heal. I like helping people find their purpose. I like helping people rewrite limiting beliefs, to overcome their pain, to be confident, to be authentic, to love who they are, to work on their relationships, to work on their finances, to have a fucking life on their terms. Now, I could do some of that through the gyms because I was helping people with their calories and their health and their training. And I did a little bit of sort of like breakthrough sessions with my clients there. But it wasn't the fullest expression of who I am and what I love doing. Where doing this, what I do now, is that. So now I'm building a business doing this because I fucking love it. And that's where I work every single day, where I don't necessarily have to. I do it because I want to. And going back to the infinite game, I can play that game fucking forever until I get over it, right? I do work because I want to, not because I have to, because I love doing it, because I love being of service and I love giving back to others. And I'm sharing my personal experience so people can actually have something to relate to. But obviously relate this back to you. What do you want to do? Now, there's pros and cons. You can do both. You can do either. If you're clear enough on your purpose and you've got and you're willing to learn and grow and implement, I would probably jump straight to the second option. Find your purpose and find a way to monetize your purpose. How do you commercialize your purpose? It's a fucking great question to ask yourself. And when you get clear on that and can actually answer it and actually go integrate and execute on that, holy shit, you're going to have a great quality of life. So those are the two options. Build a business that runs without you. And then just do whatever you want every single day, which will actually lead you to doing what your purpose is. Because I guarantee you're not just going to play rounds of golf all day, lay on a hammock, drink cocktails and watch Netflix. You're actually going to want to do something with your life that's meaningful to you. And that's going to lead you towards your purpose. And then when you start doing that, make money doing your purpose. So that's option one, build a business first without, and then get it under management. It runs without you, pays you well. And then secondly, just find your purpose and find a way to get paid doing that. Okay. When what you do is the fullest expression of who you are, you will do your life's best work. The next step, 80-20. I'll speed this up because I'm going a little bit over time now. But the second last step, the 80-20 rule. Success in anything is two things, 80% mindset, 20% skill sets. You need to go get both. You need to learn the skills of how to build the business, how to market, how to create a product, how to build a brand, how to sell people, how to hire people, how to build systems, how to build an audience, how to do email marketing, how to run Facebook ads. Like, you need to learn the tactics. That's important. But then secondly, you want to learn and develop your mindset. You can give two people the same opportunities, the same skill sets. If you do not have the right mindset, you will not do anything. You will blame, you will self-sabotage, you will have fear, you'll get overwhelmed, you'll get in your own way, you'll fuck it up. I'm more passionate about the mindset. You need both. I like teaching both. I'm more passionate though about the mindset because it's 80% of the battle. The skills are easy. Jump on fucking Google, jump on YouTube, go spend $100 on a course, go spend whatever. You can learn the skills. They're quite simple. But if you do not develop your mindset, rewrite those limiting beliefs, those past pains, past traumas, get clear on your purpose. These are all things I do. If you don't get clear on that or work on that, you're never going to either go find the skills, or even if you find the skills, you're not going to fucking implement them consistently for long enough to actually get a fucking result. So for me, you got to get both. So 80% mindset, 20% skill sets. Ask yourself, what skill sets do I need to learn? What am I lacking? Do I need to learn how to sell, how to market, how to build a product, how to recruit people, how to build systems? What skills am I missing? And then secondly, what mindset am I missing? What beliefs are holding me back? What limitations? What triggers me? What am I not at mindset-wise for me to have the success that I'm looking for? Go develop those two things, which leads me to the last point of this video. Get yourself a fucking mentor. Get yourself a coach. Get yourself someone that can save you time. Turn decades into days. You can read a book that literally someone spent 20 years, 50 years of their life learning, failing, gathering, and just putting all of their value into a book that you can read in a couple of hours. You can literally digest 20 years of someone's life in a couple of hours. And you can do that through mentorships, through programs, through courses, through whatever, masterminds. Like, and I've spent, I think, $300,000 in the last 10 years on me, on mentorships, on energy healers, on a Reiki healer, on life coaches, on NLP coaches, on marketing, on sales trainings, just developing the skill set and the mindset that I need for me to be the person I need to be to have the business and the impact that I want to have. By doing all of this, I've spoken a lot today, by doing all of this, it's going to allow you to build a purpose-led business without burning yourself out. I hope that made sense. I'm going to summarize it. One, play the infinite game. Don't play it to achieve it. Play it because you love it. Second, get clear on your purpose. It's an expression of your biggest core wound. Two, decide whether you want to build a business first that isn't your truest passion, but you enjoy it to a degree that you're willing to do the work to do it. That makes you money. It might be e-commerce, drop shipping, a network marketing business, a franchise business, an e-commerce business, whatever it may be. And get it where it runs without you to a degree, maybe an hour or two a week. And then it gives you the time, freedom to do whatever the fuck you want. Or actually just find your purpose and build a business living your purpose. Four, remember the 80-20 rule. Look for the 20% of the skills and the 80% mindset that you need. to work on and to learn and to develop for you to have the success that you want. And last but not least, get yourself a mentor. Go find a coach, go get a mentor, join a mastermind, pay whatever you need to pay. Every single thing that you're looking for is already out there. The mindset, the skill sets, whatever you need to be successful and achieve the things that you want to achieve, it's already out there. Don't reinvent the wheel. Don't take 20 years to learn something. Go pay someone 10 grand, 20 grand, 50 grand. It doesn't matter. Spend whatever you need to spend to get the results so you can have them in 6 months rather than 6 years. And you get the income because you get to earn back that value through the business and the value you add to others. I could talk all day about this because I'm passionate about it, as you can probably tell, but I hope you got some value from this. With that being said, if you got value, guys, please like, please subscribe, please share this with a friend that you think would get value from this. And if you're looking to grow, if you're looking for a coach, you like my vibe, you like my energy, and you want to heal, grow, and develop and break through in your personal life, your relationship, your health, your confidence, your self-worth, whatever it may be, your emotional intelligence, and your professional life. Whether you're a business owner or you're just a business professional, you have a career that you want to thrive in and you want to grow and develop in, either of those options, and you like my vibe, go to the link below, book in for a strategy call with me. It's absolutely free. It's with me personally, but only book in if you're ready to do the work. You can drag a horse to water. You can't make it drink. I can't make you drink, but I can give you the water. Have a great day, guys. I appreciate you for being here. I'll see you soon. Bye.